Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnarled Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Wanting the Power of Mimetic Desire in Everyday Life, Luke Burgess navigates through the intricate concept of mimetic desire, a theory originally conceptualized by René Girard. Burgess, an entrepreneur and educator, extends Girard's ideas into the concrete realms of personal development, business, and societal change. The book elucidates how our desires are not purely individualistic, but profoundly shaped by what others want, leading to patterns of imitation and competition. This exploration offers deep insights into the forces driving our decisions, relationships, and societal structures, making it a pivotal read for understanding the undercurrents of human behavior and culture. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding mimetic desire. Mimetic desire is the foundational concept in Luke Burgess's Wanting. It posits that human desires are imitative in nature. We want things because others want them. This concept challenges the traditional notion of individual preferences being authentically personal, introducing a social aspect to desire. Burgess uses various anecdotes and analyses to reveal how this mimetic nature influences everything from career choices to consumer behavior. Understanding this can lead to significant insights into conflicts and competitions, as it becomes clear that rivalries are often not about the objects themselves, but about the validation received from acquiring what is perceived as desirable by society. Secondly, the role of models in shaping desires. Burgess extends René Girard's theory by discussing the role of models in shaping desires. A model in mimetic terminology can be any influencing entity, a person, a brand, or a media figure. These models, whether consciously or subconsciously, shape what individuals perceive as desirable. The analysis dives into how public figures and celebrities act as powerful models due to their high visibility and perceived success. Wanting scrutinizes how marketing and social media platforms exploit this aspect by strategically placing products and lifestyles in front of consumers, leveraging the mimetic impulse to drive demand. Thirdly, escalation of conflict and a mimetic rivalry. An important discussion in Wanting is the escalation of conflict resulting from mimetic desire. Burgess explains how mimetic rivalries can intensify conflicts within personal relationships, workplaces, and even between nations. As desires converge on similar objects or goals, competition becomes fiercer, often leading to strife and discord. This topic is crucial for understanding the dynamics in competitive industries, and can offer solutions on de-escalating potential conflicts by recognizing the root of mimetic tensions and addressing them directly. Fourthly, mitigating mimetic desire. One of the practical aspects Burgess tackles is the mitigation of mimetic desire's effects. By becoming aware of the mimetic forces at play, individuals and organizations can strategize to reduce unnecessary rivalry and conflict. Burgess proposes various solutions such as cultivating non-competitive environments, promoting individual critical thinking, and encouraging intrinsic motivations rather than extrinsically driven goals. These approaches can help in creating more collaborative and less contentious social and professional environments. Lastly, mimetic desire and consumer culture. The book delves into the impact of mimetic desire on consumer culture. Burgess illustrates how economies and businesses capitalize on mimetic impulses to drive consumption, often leading to unsustainable economic practices and consumer behaviors. This exploration is vital for understanding the psychological underpinnings of marketing, the creation of artificial needs, and the environmental impact of excessive consumerism. It suggests a reevaluation of personal consumption habits and encourages a more mindful and less mimetically influenced lifestyle. In conclusion, anyone curious about the deeper motivations behind human behavior will find Wanting the Power of Mimetic Desire in Everyday Life enlightening. It is particularly beneficial for those in leadership, marketing, psychology, or anyone facing competitive or conflict-driven environments. Understanding mimetic desire can foster empathy, reduce conflicts, and lead to more ethical consumer and business practices. Thus, this book is not only a tool for personal insight, but also a potential catalyst for societal change, making it a worthwhile read for individuals striving to navigate and influence social dynamics effectively. If you would like to support Luke Burgess, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.